60 people at a music festival. UK Chief Rabbi Sir Ephraim Mervis says those responsible are terrorists.
If one doesn't use the term terrorist, it's as if one is providing a window of opportunity for justification, and nothing can justify this.
Israel's retaliated with hundreds of airstrikes on targets in Gaza. Nearly 500 Palestinians have also been killed, one British national's among the dead. Meanwhile, Wizz Air and Virgin Atlantic aren't flying to and from Tel Aviv during the violence. British Airways says it's monitoring the situation very closely and has made changes to its schedule. The woman, who's favourite to become the next person to decide how to spend taxpayers' money, says she does not underestimate the problems she might have. The Shadow Chancellor told her party conference that she's ready to build back Britain, although insists she won't splash the cash but will be disciplined with public money. Rachel Reeves also wants to claw back some of the billions lost to fraud from coronavirus support schemes.
That money belongs in our NHS, it belongs in our police, it belongs in our schools. And let me tell you, we want that money back.
Lawyers say almost £1 million in damages have been secured for seven people affected by a fatal train crash in Aberdeenshire. Network Rail's admitted failings that resulted in three deaths when the ScotRail service hit a landslip at Stonehaven in 2020. A Supreme Court appeal by the government over its Rwanda asylum scheme is underway. It wants to overturn a ruling made in the summer that the plan to deport some asylum seekers there was unlawful. Metro Bank's agreed a financing deal to strengthen its troubled balance sheet. The high street lender has raised nearly £1 billion. That's the latest. I'm Laura Safe.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Thanks very much indeed, Laura. Well, not a bad day for early October, but not as much sunshine as we enjoyed yesterday. Top temperature today will still be a very pleasant 24 degrees, and that's going to fall to 14 overnight under mainly clear skies. And we can expect more of the same tomorrow, but make the most of it, as periods of light rain will be arriving on Wednesday and staying with us on Thursday, with further showery outbreaks likely on Friday. As for temperatures, we'll expect 24 again tomorrow, 23 on Wednesday, and then 16 on Thursday, and 21 on Friday.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Now. 1, 2, 3.
Scott Ross.
We have ignition.
Much more music.
You're better off when your radio's on.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
from way back when. That's La Belle and Lady Marmalade. Anyway, welcome to another week of 1-2-3 shows here on Phoenix FM. I'm Scott Ross, and I'll be with you for the next couple of hours until 3 p.m. First off, of course, I must express my thanks to the award-winning Michelle Ward, who I have to say is looking a whole heap better than when I saw her last week. Anyway, all being well, Michelle will return from 10 o'clock tomorrow morning to do it all over again. And on this show today, I'm going to be joined once more by Mike Davis from the Radio Town Museum, who's going to be taking us on a journey through the years along the A127, the road which I'm sure will be pretty familiar to us all. And in the second hour, we have news of the woman who planned to make jewellery from a pretty unusual item. But first off, it's time for music. The latest one from Gaslight Anthem and Bruce Springsteen. It's History Books.
What's that you say? I knew you when you don't look too much like my friend. Those history books filled up with crooks, stories I me down when I think of you now.
Springsteen, Alone There with the Gaslight Anthem, who got their heads stuck in the history books, and we're going to be doing that a little bit later on, at about 1:15. In the meantime, let me remind you that because it's Monday, what do we have every Monday? It's the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night, which is happening at the Essex Arms, 10 Wally Hill, here in Brentwood. Now, of course, this is hosted by our very own Kev Piggott between 8 and 10 p.m. All tracks are recorded and the selection played on the Sunday session show every Sunday morning from 10 a.m. And you can get more information by going to our webpage, phoenixfm.com, and just follow the links to local events, or better still, just head on down to the Essex Arms at 10 Wally Hill, right here in Brentwood, from 8 o'clock this evening, and enjoy. In the meantime, here's Natasha Bedingfield.
These words are my own. Threw some chords together. The combination D-E-M is who I am, is what I do. And I was gonna lay it down for you. I tried to focus my attention, but I feel so ADD. I need some help, some inspiration.
But it's not coming easily.
Trying to find the magic. Trying to write a classic.
FM. Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway. Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
On 98FM and online at phoenixfm.com. Local radio for Brentwood and Billericay.
Well, I'm joined once again today by Mike Davis, chairman of Rayleigh Town Museum. And he's previously explained the reason for opening the museum, which was especially why he was keen to promote the town of Rayleigh, which, of course, was the site of the only castle in Essex dating back to the times of the Domesday Book. But it's a complete change of direction today, isn't it, Mike? Because you're going to be looking at the A127. So what's so special about this road?
Good afternoon.
And hi, good afternoon.
Lovely to see you. Lovely to see you. Well, first off, it was the first road in the country to be built, especially for motorised vehicles.
Oh, so you didn't mean county by any chance, did you?
No. I meant the actual country itself. It was the first road. No country is right. It was commissioned by the then Prime Minister, Lloyd George, in 1920 with the aim of creating jobs for ex-soldiers returning home after the First World War. In actual fact, the road was originally seen as a replacement for the old A13. You may be interested, Scott, in actual fact that in England and Wales, the road numbering system was conceived in 1913 as a radius outside of London. So, for example, Zone 1 would have been north of the Thames, east of the A1, covering Greater London, Essex, Cambridgeshire, East Anglia, and then up past Lincolnshire through the country. So you get the A1, which was a road London
to
Edinburgh.
Well, there you go.
A2, London to Dover. A3, London to Portsmouth. And so on.
But now, I believe it was originally designated as a trunk road until 1997, but I don't know what a trunk road is compared with any other road.
Well, indeed. But, I mean, a trunk road is just another name, like a motorway.
Oh,
name,
right, okay, right.
Or whatever. But work began on the construction of the first 7 miles in December 1921, although not without controversy over something called telegraph poles being erected for a direct London to Southend telephone line. One of the MPs for the West Ham area criticised the policy of building such a road to what he called Southend on mud.
A bit rude.
Rather than improving links to the docks in Silvertown in his constituency. But it seems that a £100,000 grant from Southend Council helped along, because, of course, Southend was eager to encourage Southend to become a key destination for both business and pleasure, and allowed them to jump the queue. And I would suggest perhaps not a bad investment given the road cost of £1.25 million to build, and we won't talk about HS2 or any other and the current costs.
Okay, so when did it actually open?
Well, in actual fact, and if I may be bold enough to mention, Scott, that the whole records of the A127 are kept in the Rayleigh Town Museum.
Well, so, there's a surprise.
So when people come and visit us, I'll be happy to go into more detail than this afternoon allows. But anyway, There were actually four ribbon-cutting ceremonies, but the first official opening ceremony was held on the 25th of March 1925. To be precise, the first one was at 9:45 a.m. and it was unveiled by the wife of the local Conservative Member of Parliament. Now, the Member of Parliament for Woodford was a certain Mr. Winston Churchill.
Oh, yes.
And it was his wife who unveiled. But the other three official opening ceremonies, which took place at Harold Wood, Rayleigh and Southend, were undertaken by Prince Henry of Gloucester, the Duke of Gloucester. The Prince drove sedately from Wanstead to Southend, where he was greeted by the Mayor of Southend, Mr. Tweedy Smith. And as a direct result of this part of the road, for those who know Southend, the last part of the A127 is known as Prince's Avenue. That's in commemoration of the Prince. It was already, by this time, England's longest new road built since Roman times. And as I've said, in actual fact, it's the first road in the country to be built for motorised vehicles, mm-hmm. because every other road was previously used by pedestrians, Shanks's pony, horses, carts and such like. So quite significant.
So were all these openings on the same day?
They were indeed, and the timetable we have gives unveilings at 10:15, 11:30 and 10 past 12. In actual fact, the ceremony at Rayleigh was 10 minutes late because I don't know whether there was traffic jams on the road or something had broken down, but there was this big ceremony all due with a nice stage erected by Rayleigh Weir. And the first that the people visiting knew was when they saw a big dust cloud coming in the distance from all the dust. But unfortunately, they were late. And although they should have spent quarter of an hour and Prince Henry should have made a short speech and a ribbon cutting, they had to cut it very short. So they only stayed at Rayleigh Weir for about 5 minutes. But there we go.
There you go. They got stuck in traffic. Something never changed, I guess.
Indeed.
So anyway, come on. What else? There were some things that happened, I believe... after 1935 into the 1940s, did they?
Absolutely. Well, World War II obviously plays a part in lots of the local history.
Yeah.
And during the Second World War, there was a top secret project. I can't tell you too much about it, Scott, because it's still top secret. But that was
really?
Well, indeed. But that was to lay a pipeline under the central reservation, which may have been used, and it was intended to supply fuel to the D-Day convoys assembling off of Southend Pier. Indeed, the A127 was also used to store vehicles and equipment ahead of D-Day, and I still know some Rayleigh residents, some fairly senior citizens, who remember as young children seeing all these lorries and military vehicles all parked along the road and wondering what on earth that was all about.
And but I have to guess that the construction of the A127 wasn't that easy.
It was really horrendous, in actual fact, to put it mildly, Scott. I mean, part of the Essex clay and the Essex sand was known by some people as Southend custard, which is a wonderful... But certainly not, and unlike many roads back in the 1920s, they were used as Roman roads, which had a lovely foundation.
Mm.
The A127 had to be built largely by hand. The only exception, and of course Rayleigh is always the exception, Scott, as you know, was that the section just west of Rayleigh Weir involved the digging of a 30-foot deep chase called the Rayleigh Cutting. And they used to use steam diggers, and there was a little railway track to help to take the... And we do have some photos in the museum of the actual diggers. 160,000 cubic yards of clay were taken. And the cost of building this part of the new highway was £125,000, what I call value for money.
Well, it's still a lot more than the 100,000 that was granted by Southend from the beginning. So.
Indeed. Well, of course, the method in Southend's madness, if I can put it that way, they also had a number of unemployed residents, and they looked upon helping the A127 construction, not only to help develop the tourism and the commercial aspect of the town, but also to ease the unemployment that was rife following and post-World War One.
Now, you mentioned Rayleigh Weir, so what about Rayleigh Weir itself?
Indeed. Well, one question I often get asked in the museum, Scott, is where is the weir at Rayleigh? And as I may have mentioned before, there is no weir at Rayleigh, no water weir as such.
Yeah.
The origins of the word were Rayleigh Weir, W-A-R-E.
Well,
a Saxon word for wheat, And of course, right by the side of Rayleigh Weir is Great Wheatley Farm and all the farms that used to be there. Well, it started off as no more than a road junction in 1925, but a roundabout was later added in 1967. And we do have extensive photos.
Yes.
In 2010, I discussed with Rayleigh Town Council the possibility of having another heritage plaque put on the site of the Weir Hotel, the public house. Other public houses are available, to commemorate this significant fact in our town's history. And I thought, wouldn't it be nice in 2010 if I could find anybody who was at the opening ceremony in 1925?
And did you?
So I did indeed. I sent a request out through the local press and all the organisation, and I found three senior citizens who were school children at the time and remember getting half a day off school to actually watch this unusual ceremony. So the plaque is by the side of the pub next time people go in. But in addition to that, from Rayleigh Weir, Southend decided that they wanted to support not only for the unemployment but to encourage industry in the area.
Mm.
And this was finally realised just after the end of World War II, when in 1947 construction started on an area called the Progress Road Industrial Estate, which many people will know.
And I go down it every day.
And it's seen the arrival of companies like Mercedes-Benz, MK Electric, Jegs and various other, giving good employment to local residents.
Wonderful stuff, wonderful stuff. So, next time you come here, you're going to be talking a little bit about World War One.
Yes, in November, of course, that's when the country commemorates remembrance for all the people who gave the ultimate sacrifice during various conflicts. But I'm going to talk about Rayleigh in World War One,
right,
King's Royal Rifles. But I'm also just going to mention in passing, war-related, I'm going to give you a little snippet of a little-known fact about Rayleigh's history, which is the prisoner of war camp in World War II. But you'll have to wait for next month, Scott.
But in the meantime, can you tell us about any events coming up in the museum itself?
We've got a lovely exhibition at the moment, Scott, a really wonderful exhibition, all about the public houses in Rayleigh. Now, I only visit the public houses for research purposes.
Oh, of course you do.
It's a cross.
As we all do.
Indeed, it's a cross I'm prepared to bear. But we've got significant archives of all the public houses because, of course, long before Indian restaurants, Chinese kebabs, pizzas came along, they were a focal point of the town's community and each have a wonderful history in themselves. So we've got that, but we've just introduced, Scott, our wonderful Rayleigh Christmas cards.
Right.
Our 2024 unique calendar, which is absolutely wonderful. And on Sunday, the museum is hosting the world premiere of our brand new DVD on the history of Rayleigh. I have to pinch myself, Scott, because this 50-minute DVD on the history of Rayleigh only costs £5 and makes an ideal Christmas present for that family who has everything.
Well, I think, apart from all the families in Rayleigh ought to get one of those.
I agree with you totally.
And thank you very much for bringing in all the stuff that you've brought in today about the A127.
Available in the museum.
Yeah, but not to take away, of course. Okay. It's keeping to what's happening on the roads. Let's have a look at the travel today.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Well, let's start, unfortunately, not with the A127, but the M25. Anti-clockwise, it's blocked at Junction 25 for the A10 Enfield following an accident involving a lorry and a coach, and there are severe delays all the way back to Junction 27 for the M11. And the M11 itself, northbound, has slow-moving traffic just before Junction 84, Stansted, the A120, and Junction 9, the A11. Following an earlier accident, but all lanes have actually reopened in that area. We still have the 40-mile-an-hour speed restriction and lane closures in force on the A12 between junctions 13 and 16. That's Ingatestone and Gallywood, whilst the resurfacing work continues there. In Western Road in Billericay, that remains closed until 30th of October, and traffic lights have been installed just to the south of Wilson's Corner for roadworks there. As far as public transport is concerned, I'm pleased to say I can't see any problems on C2C or Greater Anglia or even the London Underground at the moment. And, of course, we'll have a further update for you at around about 25 past two. But at 1:31 and 30 seconds, you are fully up to speed. And joining us now is the Spirit of the Sky. It's Gareth Gates.
All right, Dad, you ready?
Hold on, hold on. Okay, ready.
His version of Spirit in the Sky. And it's a quick reminder from me that you're listening to Scott Ross with Monday's edition of the 123 show here on Phoenix FM, where we're keeping radio both alive and local for you 24 hours a day. At 3, it'll be Joe Bailey with Drive on behalf of St. Francis Hospice. And joining Joe this afternoon will be John King to tell us about his mental health football project, Cedar Avenue FC. Andy Gardner will be creeping in under the radar at 6, and the Vixter returns at 8 to invite you to Turn It Up.
Phoenix FM.
It's love time.
98 FM.
She's a good girl. Loves her mom. Loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl. She's crazy about Elvis. Loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even
miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. The vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadow, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
A powerful song there from Heart That's Alone. And before that, it was Tom Petty, who was in Freefall. And just got time to tell you about Brentwood Food Bank. Now, Brentwood Food Bank is part of a nationwide network of food banks supported by the Trussell Trust, who are working to combat poverty and hunger across the UK. Last week, in just 2 days, at Doddinghurst Road Church, the food bank fed 199 local people who were unable to make their budget stretch to food after trying to meet other commitments. Now, if you can help, please get in touch with them by calling 01277 224528. So that's a Brentwood number, 224528. Or you could email them at info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. And you get more details can be found at their website, which is brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. But time now to hear from Kylie Minogue, who's got two hearts.
Andy Gardner on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8pm. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe. My album of the week, interviews, news and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Lealino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
It pays to listen.
Katy Perry there telling us about part of me. Doesn't say which part, but there you are. Here's Freya Ridings now.
Standing on the platform, watching you grow.
From Freya Ridings, and to take us to the news time at 2, it's the Stylistics.
Bye. on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.